the Purcell pair on the outside, Despicable Todd on the inside. I've got Class Clear of Work It. It's Despicable Todd just doing enough to win. Got there by a neck over I've Got Class and Work It.
Now on Taz Racing Talk, time to talk greyhounds.
The final of the Total Car Rentals Launceston Cup, the Group 2 feature coming up in Launceston on Monday night after a tremendous night of semi-final races last week. And the man who saw all the action is Greg Fay. How are you, Greg?
I'm very good, Shane.
Now, three exciting semi-finals, and you must have been wrapped in the first one because a greyhound that you part own and, of course, have had a big part to do with as far as the breeding is concerned, Breaker's Tip, raced away for a huge win.
He certainly did. He appreciated box one. He came out under the lids, as they say. Ran the fastest splits of the three semis, 4.99, 17.46 to the back, which is pretty quick, and the 29.63 was a personal best. He goes from box one to box five, of course, in the final. Warehouse Mouse was fair way back in second spot, but, you know, it was quite a brave run, and he goes to box seven in the final.
Now, 17.46 for that second split outside the track record holders, Isler Allen. How many have gone around that 17.46, that big moose time?
Well, I actually did look that up. The quickest one I could find was Darmek. He ran 17.40 and 42 and 44 and 48. The night Isler Allen broke the track record, her kennel mate, Fully Advanced, led that night and ran 17.42. And Big Moose got into the 1740s once. So, yeah, it's rarefied air.
Yeah, well, that should give you plenty of confidence going into the final, although, as you say, drawing box number five in the final is not going to be any huge favour, that's for sure, but certainly a tremendous performance there in semi-final number one. And then it became the Kelly Bravo show after that, with Way Moore's Blues certainly improving on its effort from the week before.
Certainly did, and the effort the week before was pretty good too. He's got terrific form in Victoria. He came over here for the Hobart 1000, didn't make the final, but began so well on Monday night that he ended up holding the lead, which wasn't expected on paper because, you know, the likes of 1D and Dominated Girl looked like they'd probably lead him early, but that wasn't to be. And then he ran a very, very powerful last section to run 29.55, which was the quickest of the three. Anyone who watched the run of Brad Hill Billy would be pretty excited with his chances coming up with box one in the final because, yes, he was beaten 4 3/4 lengths, but remember two things. He got checked three times during the running, and a few weeks ago he did win at Launceston in 29.64. He's a live chance off the red box as well.
Yeah, he chased hard at the finish, and he's certainly closing the gap at the end, even though the 4 3/4 lengths looked very comfortable. He really came out hard after the leader going down the back, didn't he?
Certainly did, and just as an aside, he and Breaker's Tip are cousins because their mothers were litter sisters.
You claiming that?
No, not that one.
Race number eight, the third semi-final. I'm related to Ian Chappell, but it didn't help me bat. I moved the stumps a few times like he did. Now, Ride the Rails, it was trapped wide around the first corner. Wanted to get over to the fence, but couldn't get there, but still ran an incredible 29.68.
Oh, look, he's just one of the great dogs of Australian greyhound racing. Doesn't matter where he goes, circle track, U-turn, ran second in the Hobart 1000, went back to Melbourne, won a 600-metre final in the city before being a moral beaten in the 440-yard Warrigal Cup, and then comes to Tassie. Hadn't been to Launceston. I don't know about Ride the Rails, but he rode a few bumps the first night here and won. Quality effort in his semi-final. He'll start short price favourite off box two in the final, and probably rightly so. Lily Set came from sixth to run second. She's just a great bitch as well. She's a bitch version of Ride the Rails. Doesn't matter where she goes, she'll just keep coming. And Mini Mogul, probably a chance to lead in the final. The one thing the final hasn't got is too many leaders on paper. She's one of them, but she's got box eight. But look, it's a great field, and it'll be a great final.
So that box draw is 1 Brad Hill Billy, 2 Ride the Rails, 3 Waymore's Blues, 4 Sing the Song, number 5 Breaker's Tip, 6 Lily Set, 7 Warehouse Mouse, and the Brait Mini Mogul. Now, outside Breaker's Tip, who I know you're just busting to tip on top, who do you think could be the dangers?
Oh, look, I think he can win. No chance if he doesn't lead, but he's a good chance of leading. Ride the Rails is just a great dog. I think he's the main one to beat. and I think Lily Set and Waymore's Blues are, you know, definitely a winning chance. Brad Hill Billy, I think ability-wise, he's a winning chance. It's whether he can keep up early.
Hobart on Thursday night, one of the distance races back in action.
Look, it's just a tragedy that the club keeps calling for distance racing and the people do not support it. There were only five went around, but it was a great race. They were 1 second outside Miata's record, which when you think there hasn't been any racing, that wasn't too bad. Winburn Blaze led most of the way to win. He always looked like a 700 dog in waiting. It's crunch time made up a lot of ground for Graham Moat to run second, and if we can just keep getting a few more of these, I'm sure we'll build up, you know, a list of stayers. And just tragedy that we don't get more of them, considering how good the stayers have been in Tasmania.
Well, there was a 599-metre race, and how's that grace showed that that's right up its alley?
I think a few of the dogs in that race will lend themselves to distance racing pretty soon. How's that grace is an exceptional talent. Neville Allison's only dog racing right at the moment. I think she will be a 700 dog. Whenever she draws out, she's twice as good a chance. She knocked herself down virtually twice before she got to the outside on Thursday night, and to win by seven lengths and run 34-39, she's a dog of some substance.
Racing at Devonport on Tuesday, it turned out to be the Brendan Purcell day.
He put on a clinic, didn't he? Had five runners, four winners and a third. Don't know what happened to that one. Went shocking.
Yeah, disappointing. Probably didn't take it home.
He had the Quinella from the Maiden 1000 lining up for their first race runs at Devonport. I've got class on paper, may have looked a little disappointing in that he led, was headed on the home turn, came again to win by a head, but maybe the runner-up's a lot better than we thought. Jazan's boy for Gary Johnson, and I'm making that the dog to follow. I think he was an exceptional run getting so close. Then Brendan came out in the third race with probably what is his best dog at the moment, Despicable Todd. The luxury of box one, he kicked up from third early, won by 3 1/4. 25.62 was, you know, great time for your first start at the track. Despicable Craig came off box 8 and did what he hasn't been doing, began well. And that might be the key to the change in his form if he can keep that going. He ran 25.80, which was excellent. And One Man Army, as he does, got a long way back. Box one was no gift for him on paper because he wants to get to the outside. And I reckon halfway he's given the two leaders 10 lengths, but he stormed over the top of them in 25.94, which was very impressive.
At the halfway mark, he looked the one to beat given the way that he'd finished off those races, and he was still probably 7 or 8 off them then, but he just timed his run to perfection and was motoring down the outside of the finish.
That's right. You just knew he was going to get there. So he's, you know, been a disappointing dog, really. One, that was his first win in 20-odd starts, but I reckon there's quite a few more left in the tank.
There may well be, and a greyhound at the other end of the scale, Quick Advance, just loves Devonport and produced the goods again.
Yeah, look, this whole litter at the twilight of their career, I mean, it's been a wonderful effort by the grub father and son of Robert and Bob to, you know, the performances of this litter, and Sing the Song, which we didn't mention, has made the cup final at Launceston. But Quick Advance, quality dog at Devonport. I think that might have been his 12th win there. 25.92 in a stirring finish. And if you want to see a certainty beaten, and I wasn't on it, so I'm not talking through my pocket, have a look at the run of Truly Loyal in that race. Oh, I feel sorry for anyone who backed that. He came from an impossible position after being checked to be beaten ahead.
And there was good money earlier in the day for one of the Eileen Thomas runners in Tamra Lass.
Yes, just changed kennels. Had the first couple of starts for Rod Ransley, now with Eileen Thomas, and I reckon she's pretty happy to be putting a lead on it because it led nearly all of the way. 25.64 for your first run on the track, or first race run on the track. Gee, you'd think there's a lot of wins in store there.
So Jazan's boy, the Greyhound of Flow for the Greek Fay Black Book, and your tip of the Launceston Cup is Breakers Tip to beat Ride the Rails. Have I got that right?
You have indeed.
Good on you. Good luck with it too, Greg.
Thanks very much.
Launceston Cup final night coming up this week. The man that's going to tip is the winner of the Launceston Cup and seven other leagues of quaddies is Rick Puccinelli. How are you, Rick?
Well, Kane.
Now, we've only got the two meetings to look at this week with Devonport off until Friday, given the fact that the big motorhome expo's at Devonport this week. So a Friday meeting coming up the following week for us at Devonport. But we've got Hobart on Thursday night. What about the first leg? Kinloch Angels going well?
Yes, going very well, Shane. She's a real good beginner. got a good chance. I'm just keen on a dog called Sparkling Cindy. Thought she had no luck last week behind Baron Impact. Little trait that she's got is that she can be a little bit slow out of the boxes. She's got good speed. I think she'll be up there in the firing line, and I think she'll be hard to beat. Kinloch Angel's going very, very good. Strong win last week in 26.54. I put in as my main danger. A dog off the replays that really caught my eye was House of Stark. His run was outstanding last week. The only little thing I worry about box one is that he wants to use a little bit of the track. Don't know if box one will be a help to him, but I'm going to include him in everything that I play. And I'm also going to put in number two, Brother Jake. He's been placed four from four on this track. He does get a little bit tired. He's got very good speed, but he'll be up there for a long way. And Joan and Keith Nichols do a good job with their dogs. 6, 8, 1, and 2.
In the second leg, we've got Wee Fire, who's been coming out humming of late.
Yeah, Shane, she's going good. I'm not 100% positive that Hobart's her best track. If it was Launceston or Devonport, I'd be putting her on top. But I went with a dog that was ultra-impressive last week, and a dog called Buller Country. The form's been very frank because he annihilated Posh Fire, and Posh Fire came out and won very easy on Monday night. Just went with Buller Country to beat Wee Fire. 8 Explosive Gas has got a very, very good speed and will be up there for a long way. And a dog that's going good and it's had no luck in its last couple is Revelation, number 5. I thought it was 4th pick. 3, 4, 8, and 5.
Third league looks a toughie on paper.
Yeah, Shane, there's an early scratching in number 2, Chinchiro. Look, I'm going to go this way. I'm going to go 3, Dirty Rich. There's a good chance that he might find the lead. I think Star Chamber number 4 is going super and it's got a very good chance. When I did my replays at Devonport, I was surprised that Nui's Lad didn't come out and jump in front on Tuesday, but he backs up again on Thursday and he's got a good chance from the draw. And the dog that'll be storming home, if there's 1 ounce of trouble up front, he'll be charging over the top of him. We'll refer to number 8, Lou James. 3, 4, 7, and 8.
Well, if Margaret Rosendale hasn't got the winner of the second league, she may well have the winner of the last league.
Yeah, Shane, I think this is a pretty fair dog. Hello, AJ. He's won his last two, and I just like the way he savages the line. He really finds the line real well, and he's a dog of plenty of promise. And to think he's only 2-year-old, I think he's got a massive career in front of him. 3 on top. Immoral Dream has got a very, very good chance. It's got to be second pick. I think they're a long way in front of the rest. 6 Golden Sage and 2 Run Don't Wait. 3, 8, 6, and 2.
That makes the quaddie for Hobart in the first league, 6, 8, 1, 2. Second league, 3, 4, 8, 5. In the third league, it's 3, 4, 7, 8. In the last, 3, 8, 6, 2. Where's your best?
Shane, we have to wait to the last. And look, I did the replays on Maiden 1000 Heat Day, and I put a comment in my computer, go super, and I refer to number 5, Curra. Then it was scratched. It had box 1 in the semi-finals, and I thought, well, this is a good way to earn some money. Back it off the red box, it'll be a good thing. It was scratched. Margaret then took it to Devonport, and it beat a dog called Smickles. They only went 26 seconds, but look, it found plenty of trouble in the run, found the line, and I reckon it's a real good pup. Race 10, number 5, Curra.
Launceston Cup night on Monday night. First league is a 600-metre race. How are they going to stop? How's that, Grace?
Shane, the only way they're going to stop her is the track. I'm not 100% certain this is her best track. She's been placed 5 from 6 here. Her last 3 runs have been outstanding. To think that she broke 33 seconds at Devonport recently was an outstanding effort. Look, if she has any ounce of luck in running, she'll win, but I think she'll be at very, very cramped odds. I was taken with number 1, Posh Renee's run last Monday night. It found the line very, very good. Ran 30.05. It's got an inside draw, and Anthony Bullock's team's just low-flying at the moment. So anything that Anthony trains, you've got to include. And I refer to number 4, Winburn Charm, as my third pick, and it's trained by Anthony. And I put in number 5, Bag of Spice. 6, 1, 4, and 5.
Race number 6, second league of the quaddie, is the final of the Total Car Rentals Launceston Cup. Are you on the Kelly Bravo bandwagon?
I am, Shane, and I'm going to give the reasons why. When you look at the speed map that I created here during the course of the day to talk about this program, I can't find any genuine speed other than probably number 8, Mini Mogul. She's the bitch that always begins well, and she she runs 5.0. I know Breaker's Tip ran 4.99 in a teat, but that was off box one. It's going to box five this week. Look, for that reason, I went with the two interstaters, Ride the Rails and Waymore Blues. They're both strong, they'll both posse up, and they find the line super. I went 2.3. I've got a lot of time for Breaker's Tip. I think he's a real good dog, and he's won 5 of 6 of his only appearances at Launceston, and I think he's just gone to the next level over the last 4 or 5 weeks. And a dog that I've got a lot of time for in Brad Hill Billy. I just wish he had one more length early so he could use box one to an advantage, but oh, his run last week was massive behind Waymore Blues. They'll be the first 4, 2, 3, 5, and 1.
And from Thursday night, Kinloch Angel goes around in race number 7.
Yeah, can't see why she can't jump in front, Shane. She's recorded 30.28 on the Launceston track, and I think that'll win the race. I've put her on top. 6, Brunelli Strike. I wish it had drawn closer to the fence, but it's got a couple of good runs at Launceston. 8, Joel's Pride's shown a massive improvement in its last 2 runs at Devonport. Thought it had some chance. And I put in number 1, what we all need, is Need the Dough. Race 7, number 1's got a chance. 7, 6, 8, and 1.
And in the last leg, looks as if the inside runners have got the advantage.
Yeah, Shane, I went with Star Chamber. Look, he's coming through the Launceston Cup Series. He dropped back to a grade 4. Just think he might be the way to go. 1/5 Turtle hasn't raced for 4 months. Nick Howard does a very, very good job with his dogs. It'll be super fit. And it's had 1 start at Launceston from box 1, and it's a winner there. So I put it in for 2nd. 3, Winburn Rush. Now, she walked to the line over the 700 last week. Now, her own individual time for the 5.15 was 29.72. That'll win the race. But my worry is, will she back up after such a hard run last week? I put her in for 3rd. And I put in number 8, dog we mentioned earlier in the program called House of Stark. Now, he is very well drawn in box 8, and I'm going to include him in everything that I play. 2, 1, 3, and 8.
That makes Rick Squatty for Cup Night in the first leg, 6, 1, 4, 5. Second leg, 2, 3, 5, and 1. In the third leg, we're on 7, 6, 8, and 1. And then 2, 1, 3, 8 in the last. All we need now is your best bet.
Shane, she did the right thing by us last week, Miss Pisces. I can't believe that she paid better than even money on the totes, and she zoomed straight to the lead. I think she'll do the same again. Race 4, number 6, Miss Pisces, lead all the way.
She's our star tip for the week. So we've got Curra in Hobart Race 10, number 5, and Miss Pisces, Launceston Race 4, number 6. Thanks for your thoughts today, Rick.
Thanks, Shane.
This podcast was brought to you by rsn.net.au.